There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE if you want to be able to remember it easily. But, you know, that comes out to 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm if you want to call us on Skype and sound a bit better. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Let's get right into those calls. We'll start with Scott in California, listening to 1140 KVLI. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen. How's it going?
All's well.
Good. Wanted to contribute to the discussion. And basically, I think it's gotten down to where the death penalty is just more of anything, an extension of life than it is an expiration of life because of the numerous amounts of appeals that you get.
Yeah.
It has basically crippled California because of all the, not just because of death row inmates, but just because of the overcrowding in prisons, lifers, and just the lifers alone. And when you're talking about the cost, it's like you've got some of these lifers, or even guys on death row, that are terminally ill. They're sucking
the
feet dry for health care. Why won't they allow the family to take them home? If the family can take care of them and care for them, it would be a less burden to the state. And yet, at the same time, you're going to let this guy, yes, he's committed a crime. I get it. A horrible crime. However many decades ago, you know, I think if he went to the proper channels and, you know, got consent from the victim's family or whatnot to roll this all in and put a nice pretty pink bow as to why you're doing it, I think that would be a nice, a little bit of alleviation to this problem, because I don't know if you heard about, we had just back in November during the last election, we had a vote on a proposition called Prop 47, which was dubbed the Safer Schools, Safer Neighborhoods Bill. And what it was supposed to do, it was supposed to allocate funds saved from, what it was knocking down low-level nonviolent crimes from a felony to a misdemeanor, petty theft, gun theft, where a theft of any gun was a felony. Now the value of the gun, handgun, rifle, whatever, has to be in excess of $950 for it to be considered a felony. The same thing with a theft of an automobile. If an automobile is less than $950, it's petty theft. It's not grand theft auto. And so you've got all these potential solutions, or so you think, trying to fix this problem of overcrowding, and it's just making it worse.
I think that they used to do this, where they would release inmates that were quite ill and over to their families. I don't know that I would call it merciful or anything like that. I wouldn't call it that at all. Really, what you're doing is you're just unloading a very expensive problem onto somebody who can handle it more cheaply. If the family has somebody who's, you know, if somebody's an inmate is particularly sick, then turning them over to the family, well, you know, that's just, it makes things easier for everybody.
I kind of have a notion, and maybe it's a ridiculous notion, but I feel like any sentence, if the sentence is longer than 25 years, that sentence doesn't make sense. You're at the point where it's just, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you're talking about an entirely different individual at that point.
Right.
I mean, their body has, the cells in their body have replicated themselves several times over. I mean, they're actually literally not the same person as they were.
Or I almost feel like saying, like, oh, let's just say, well, it's 21 years that it takes for someone to go from, you know, being a zygote to being old enough to drink, you know, old enough where that's an age-based law. Let's say sentences can't be longer than 21 years, because 21 years, you're a different person, period.
I mean, it's not like anyone says to themselves, oh, well, you know, I wasn't going to do this when I was facing the death penalty, but when I'm only facing doing 21 years in prison, well, now I'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, because 21, you know, like, convicts don't expect to, most criminals, they have these kind of brains, they don't expect to get caught anyway.
Right.
So therefore, the deterrents really aren't that effective. Yes, keeping people in prison during their peak crime years, that's effective, but you find 50-year-olds don't commit nearly as many crimes. Go ahead.
And that's true, and that was a statistic that I was going to toss out there, but the problem is, and that was the thing that we were discussing, I'm taking some classes in school, I'm done with pre-law, and we were discussing early release. And the thing is that you're booting out these repetitive misdemeanor guys that are, you know, in their younger years, and they're coming right back in, and you have the seasoned veterans that have been there for 20 or 30 years, know the ropes, have gotten their wits about them, in a matter of speaking, and yet they are the least likely to be released on an early release from their long term, but are the least likely to reoffend.
Yep. That's it. It's the truth. I mean, you've got these non-violent offenders that have these long sentences, and in some cases, I mean, that's the place to start, right? The ones that there's actually no victim. And then, you know, work your way down, because it seems like after 21 years was thrown out there, fine by me, 25, if that makes you happy, rounding up. There's all these guys that are, it just doesn't make any sense. Scott, I do appreciate you, the call.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. 855-450-3733. I'd really like to hear your opinion. If you have something else, some other, you know, point of view on this, I want to hear it. It's not like, I get why people would want some, you know, the Snarnev guy. He's big in the news right now. He just blew up, I don't know how many, he was involved in blowing up how many people at the Boston Marathon there. And they gave him the death penalty. I did not shed a tear when I heard that news. I'm against the death penalty, but for reasons that, are mostly financial and in some cases philosophical. But, it doesn't make me feel bad if this person gets the death penalty. Let's go to Jeff calling in on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Yep. Sounds great.
Okay. I'm an old guy, so Skype's kind of difficult for me to figure out.
Hey, looks like you got it.
Okay. I was looking online, and I happened to trip across on YouTube a site that was promoting citizen-funded elections.
Okay. Tell me about that. I've been trying to figure out this whole election thing and what to propose. If we're going to have elections for these people that are going to call ourselves rulers, then exactly how should we go about funding them? Because whatever we're doing isn't working very well.
Yeah, I'm also curious what that means, citizen-funded elections, because I'm kind of thinking to myself, like, aren't citizens funding the elections right now completely involuntarily?
Well, kind of. I don't know how weighted the study was, but according to what I watched on the web, Princeton did a study on items where the general populace would have an opinion and want a law written, going anywhere from absolutely no one wanted it to happen versus everyone in the country wanted a certain law to be written. Basically, they had a line on this graph that showed that no matter what the populace view is on something, you had about a 30% chance of a law being written. Then they took that same line and they showed the percentage of a law being written based on big interest, special interest groups, lobbyists promoting a certain idea, whether the public wanted it or not. And according to the survey or the study, it showed about a high 70s to 80% chance of a law being written.
If lobbyists want it.
Right. So the general idea is if you took the big interest out of basically just take lobbying and special interest out of politics, the money, and had citizen-funded elections, which I kind of really like you guys. I kind of thought that that's what we already had because you had that little box to check if you wanted to
give a dollar.
Contribute, yeah, that kind of thing. But if you were able to take that portion, which would, you know, be a big deal, but take all these money interests out of elections that you would actually have the citizens being represented, I wanted to figure out if you guys had any opinion on how that worked into the libertarian principle.
Well, I didn't read what you said here, but I read, you know, what the article you're talking about. But I have some ideas on, the funding of elections. If you let rich people fund whichever candidates they want indiscriminately, you would get something extraordinarily similar to what we have today without all the Byzantine rules on super PACs, right? Like what we have today is something like a plutocracy. And there's not much we can do about it. If you remove all of the funding from, you know, like you just say, no one's allowed to spend any money on an election. Well, then the incumbents would be reelected probably at a higher rate, which we're already at more than 90 percentile for incumbents being reelected, even at a higher rate. I want to talk to you about it just a little bit more, if I could, Jeff. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on funding elections. 855-450-FREE.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here, live. You're free to talk. It's Free Talk Live with Mark
and Johnson.
855-450-3733. You can get Bitcoins by going to expresscoin.com. They make it easy for you to get lots of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, Dashcoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and...
Dashcoin is a new one.
That is Darkcoin's rebranding.
Interesting.
They make it easy, safe, fast, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money services business, so you know you don't have to worry about the feds coming after you. Get your cryptocurrencies with a money order or a check. Just start off at expresscoin.com. It doesn't matter whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They even have an app, too, so it makes it easy from your smartphone. Use the coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice with no fee at expresscoin.com. You just use the coupon code FTL at expresscoin.com, and you can get up to $40 worth with no fee at all. When you do get more than $40 worth, the fee's mitigable. I've used them on many occasions, find them to be a great service. Expresscoin.com. Let's go back to Jeff, calling in from, I believe, West Virginia, if I remember correctly. Jeff?
That's me.
Yep. So you were asking what we sort of thought about how to make the campaign funding laws better. Is that right?
Well, it makes me a little bit leery. I wanted to add, yeah, it's about citizen-funded campaigning and elections, but it seems to be, at least from what I saw, to be more of a progressive movement,
yeah,
which makes me very leery as far as, you know, where this whole thing is actually, where they're wanting it to lead.
They want to have less power in the hands of corporations, lobbyists, and politicians in this area, and I'm for that. The problem is that I have yet to hear this system that is going to really that convinces me, oh yeah, that will get the money out of politics and fix things.
Right.
At this point, I'm going to take the Alexandrian solution, which is to say, this knot that you wish to untie, let's cleave it in half. that's the Gordian knot story, and I'm for that. I would love to hear something. Here's my best shot at it. My best shot is that anybody can spend any amount of money they want on running a campaign except an incumbent. An incumbent should have done a good enough job that an informed electorate would be able to make a decision based on their voting, their voting record. Now, getting that passed the incumbents in office is impossible. Right? So that's all I got.
The only thing I can think of is that they're trying to pull the money out of us. And that's where I was kind of wondering how that would follow the libertarian train of thought.
Well, obviously, having us funded is, you know, forcing people to pay for, campaign advertising is silly.
And there are a lot of libertarians that just won't vote, period. You know, like, voting is
immoral.
And a waste of time. Violence, you know. It's a step. Yeah.
So I don't think there is a libertarian solution to this one other than the government has too much power. Some people will offer the term limits as a suggestion. But I would counter that with, there are states. We have term limits to look at. I believe Ohio has term limits. And all the little critters, the little politicians, what they do is they just move from place to place. They use the name recognition they got from being a rep to now being a senator, and then taking it to the governorship or the state senator, whatever it is that they're doing. So they bebop around and finally land in a federal position where there aren't any term limits. The term limits also give them the ability to basically do whatever the hell they want in their last term. Not to say they don't do that already. I think that that's the weakest of my arguments. But they're going to go on after they've served their time. Most of them are getting out and taking sweet jobs in the private sector in exchange for the votes they had in the past. Basically, they're mailing it in. They're going golfing whenever they feel like it. They've got an office for going to the work when they want to get away from the wife. And it's just it's just a payoff.
Right. All right, folks, stay strong. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Take care.
855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Dax. Calling in from Dallas. Dax, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, I have a question about your view on the death penalty.
Sure. What about Johnson? You don't hear about him?
No, yours is because it was your argument. So
okay.
Would you have a different opinion if in a stateless society or a libertarian society?
If so, it having to do with the state enacting the death penalty?
Yes.
Yeah. I tend to think that in many cases, it's so if you're talking about a stateless society, you're talking about a society where the government isn't involved, forcing me to essentially be involved by proxy, I have a less of a problem with it, but I still think that it's inefficient in many ways. So you're certainly talking about, there wouldn't be the amount of appeals. You'd have whatever arbitration you'd have, and then that's that. But it disincentivizes people from telling the truth. We never know whether somebody we often do not know whether somebody actually did it or didn't. There are people being released from death row all of the time because they were convicted on crappy evidence. And, you know, we have to assume that people have been killed in the United States, with bad evidence. So
what about beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt? Let's say there's...
Well, that's what the court system's supposed to be in the first place. I mean, that's what we have. Beyond a reasonable doubt, these people killed somebody and they were convicted and then found out later that it wasn't true.
Yeah, my thought is in a libertarian society, the only way that you would ever have a death penalty is because the criminal who committed whatever crime says, you know what, I agree with you, family. I think that I should be killed because that's what will make you whole.
Wouldn't it be better for the family if the murderer, this is generally what we're talking about with death penalties, if the murderer was sentenced to hard labor and the fruits of their labor were given to the family, the victim? I mean, wouldn't that be better for everybody?
That's preferable. I would agree with that.
I would prefer that. I mean, give them a job turning big rocks into little rocks and whatever that's worth, then, you know, the... If besides what it costs to keep them in a shack and a little hole to poop in or whatever, then fine. The rest should go to the family. This is kind of what an arbiter would do. Consider in a libertarian society, far fewer things would be illegal. So you wouldn't have the prisons full of these victimless crimes. So they would be able to spend more time on issues like this. And that's kind of where it's at. You never really know whether somebody did it or didn't do it. Well, I keep on saying never. You often do not know whether somebody did it or didn't do it. And that, for me, is a really big issue. You disincentivize them from actually telling the truth if you say, well, if you admit to it, we'll kill you. It's a pretty big disincentive. Sometimes there's videotape and that kind of thing, but, I don't know. I guess I think that it should be better for the family if people got paid, if they got some kind of check on a monthly basis from the person who did it. I appreciate the call, Dax. Thanks for it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. I know, I got radical ideas on the death penalty. You can call in. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE or LRN.FM is our username on Skype. You can call in there, and the audio's usually a bit better there. LRN.FM. ProXPN. You need to protect yourself online. Your internet service provider is saving your surfing history. Criminals are sniffing your Wi-Fi packets. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet. And ProXPN.com solves all of that. Simply download the app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or even Linux. Just get connected to the internet and you'll be surfing right there. You know, download it and give it a shot. You're on the way. No more prying, no more spying. One account works for all your devices. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use the promo code FTL50. You'll get 50% off of the cost of the account. And, you know, no matter how you use it. But for an annual account, that brings it down to $5 a month. So FTL50, you'll get savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter which premium account you go with. And with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth with servers all around the world to access and the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites. And this is important. ProXPN doesn't keep any records of your online habits. You get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's go back to the phones. It's Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
It was 1 year ago today that the cops down in Cornelia, Georgia, threw that flash grenade into the little boy's playpen.
Baby Boo Boo, it's only been a year. It seemed like it's been longer than that.
It's 1 year. Oh, they reached a civil settlement where the government is going to steal lots of money from innocent people and give it to the family to help them pay their doctor bills.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Now, as far as the death penalty goes, keep in mind the death penalty statutes usually say that if a human being kills a cop, then the human being gets the death penalty. But
yes.
when cops kill human beings, the cops will just claim the gun fired accidentally, or they make up some story like that cop got caught doing down in North Charleston, South Carolina. We've got to have automatically the cop is guilty until proven innocent, even if they manage to smash the videotape that would have proven them guilty. That's why there's no evidence that the cop is guilty. And they have to get the death penalty, because that's what a person could get for doing that to a cop. The cop has to get the death penalty for killing a human.
I think you bring up an interesting point, Tom. I'm not willing to go all the way with him on that one, but I am willing to say that, yeah, you know, we should have evidence. We should have video evidence. Today is
there was actually an article that came out recently about that baby in the crib that had the flashbang, you know, that basically blew half of his face off.
Yeah.
Apparently, the baby was at fault, according to the police officer that threw the grenade.
Yeah,
the story came out recently that it was the baby's fault because the baby didn't get out of the way. I'm not joking. Like, this is an actual story.
Yeah. So I think that police officers, when they use deadly force, when they successfully use deadly force, need to face a trial. If you can, you know, right? Like, if they're going to be exonerated, fine and dandy. No problem. Let's just have a trial. You need to have video. Or at the very least, if they don't have video of it, they need to face a trial. There needs to be some kind of full-on deterrent here, because obviously there isn't one. 1,400 shootings last year of citizens, and that puts the U.S. well above Western nations, the rest of the Western nations, and that's disturbing. That's a very disturbing trend. Even if you compare us to Canada, who isn't known for its liberal police force by any stretch of the imagination, you'll still see that it's well over two times as many shootings. You can't claim that Canada doesn't have some kind of diverse population. If you do, you don't know anything about Canada. They have a very diverse population. So that's not it. There's just no good reason why police in the United States need to be shooting as many people as they do. Let's go to, looks like H. Reardon in Tampa Bay. H. Reardon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark. How you doing?
All's well.
Okay, I called to talk about the death penalty. And one thing that I never hear people mention is that there have been prison inmates who have committed murder while in prison by murdering another inmate or prison guard or what have you. If someone is in prison for life and they commit murder in prison, they're already in prison. There's nothing more you can do to them. So you're really giving that individual a license to commit murder while they're in prison by not having a death penalty.
Well, they do have increased levels of confinement. I wouldn't call it a license, right? Like, so in California, for instance, they have this SEG unit of theirs where people are in for many, many years. And you could conceivably have some larger form of incarceration. Like, death row is a form of incarceration above regular incarceration, right? Like, they get put in a little cell and they get to walk around 1 hour a day or 1 hour a week or whatever.
They are on death row, though.
Right. That is a case. Well, but nobody, I'd be willing to bet nobody has ever killed anybody from death row, right?
I wouldn't be so sure of that.
Okay, well, I'd be willing to bet, but I could be wrong.
I would say it's extremely rare, but
yeah, because they're in an increased level of confinement. What I'm saying is that you would not get an increased, yes, there is still a deterrent because there are still increased levels of confinement that one can get. I spent 8.5 years, or I'm sorry, six years in Florida's most dangerous prison, but it was only a level 3. And it was only most dangerous in incidences of violence as opposed to the types of violence, right? So there was nobody killed there while I was there, but they had a lot of fights. And it was a younger person's prison, and that's why. When the older guys fight, they kill each other. So, yeah. You know, you can move them up from a level 3 to a level 4 institution, or a level 4 to, I think level 5 is death row. I'm not 100% sure on that. But they have increased levels of confinement. So I see your point that you're giving a license to kill, but I met a lot of lifers, and they didn't really have a lot of reason to do that.
Well, you never know. I mean, it has happened.
I'm sure it has.
Yeah.
The guy that killed Dahmer.
Another thing I wanted to mention was this idea that, you know, some people think that life in prison is actually a harsher penalty. But if that's the case, then how do you explain the fact that there are people who have committed murder who have agreed to plead guilty in exchange for life to avoid getting the death penalty?
Because people jealously protect life, even though we don't know necessarily whether, you know, whatever goes on after death, right? Like there's a whole big debate on that. And it could be conceivably better than life in prison, right?
Well, what I'm saying is that they
would prefer to be alive. Yes.
Right. They see because life in prison as the lesser of the punishment.
Yeah, but I don't think that that's a good argument for that. What I'm saying is that people don't really know what's best for them necessarily, and especially you're saying that a bunch of convicted killers are the best ones to judge who
you're also
what the worst penalty is.
Self-selecting. That's a self-selecting sort of statistic there by saying that the majority of inmates tend to argue for life in prison because the inmates who are willing to die tend to die by cop. You know, they're going to be the type that are going to be like, well, I'm not going to prison.
Yep, they've
kind of self-selected them out of your statistic there by, you know, getting themselves killed. Because if they're willing to die, they're not going to probably just want to do it in prison. They're going to go out and...
The suicidal ones have already killed themselves by running out in front of cops' bullets.
Yeah, pretty much, I would guess.
Mr. Reardon, thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Interesting points. Some of the best I've heard. But I don't hear many. Most people don't want to argue these points. 855-450-3733.
You're not supposed to talk about politics in polite company.
No, this isn't polite company. Call Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. We're not polite. The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about the death penalty right now. Looks like Nebraska, the first conservative state in decades to repeal the death penalty, has repealed the death penalty. So I'm a little surprised. This is from NBCNews.com. They're quoting here this gal, Sherry Silberstein. She says, Americans have been moving away from executions for more than 10 years, but now we have a red state turning that trend into law for the first time in 40 years. She's the executive director of Equal Justice USA. Nebraska has shown the nation what happens when you put aside partisan politics and embrace simple common sense. The death penalty was already on its last legs. It is on its last legs. I don't think anybody out there can argue that. That there are many, many states, double digits states, out there that have gotten rid of the death penalty entirely. They just don't deal with that problem any longer. A caller just called in, made what I thought to be a pretty good point, that you give lifers essentially a free rein to kill people in prison.
Yeah.
But let's look at, I mean, is that happening? I don't know the answer to this, but it doesn't seem like that's happening in any more regularity in these states that have the death penalty than the ones that don't.
I don't know that that's a good point. I mean, like you said, there's different levels of segregation, and I don't know.
I can't imagine an inmate would get away after killing an officer in prison anyway. I was in prison for 8.5 years. I kind of know that there's a system of government in that place already. There's a second set of books that we don't get to hear about. Anyway, the legislator's decision tests the true meaning of representative government, says Governor Pete Ricketts. And that's true, since they vetoed his ruling. A bill to end capital punishment has been put forth in Nebraska's unicameral legislature every year, but this year a growing movement of conservatives who oppose executions gave it momentum. I guess I'm one of those. I guess I'm a conservative that opposes execution, because the issues that I look at it on are conservative. I don't look at it from a liberal standpoint. I'm not saying that God loves everybody, and even if they're a terrible murderer, they have that which is of God in them. Look, I've gone to these anti-death penalty things, and I've sat with the Quakers, because I am a Quaker. but I don't talk. I'm also an elected Republican, and I don't talk to legislators like a Quaker talks to legislators. I talk to them like a Republican talks to them about it. And this is about a whole bunch of money that's spent on these people getting appeals. It's the not knowing exactly for sure in most cases
Right. Whether
or not the person committed the crime, because you just don't know for sure.
And the government certainly can't be trusted to know that.
Juries certainly can't. They've been Right. They've been sending people to death row that are innocent. All the time. They Right. Do it all the time. And
this system is pretty terrible, you know, when you consider that, hey, somebody innocent might just go away for the rest of their life.
I think DNA helps.
If you get people who are completely, like, in some of these things with the DNA testing that people have gotten off, it's like, oh, well, that person had nothing to do with the crime. They just happened to be black. Or,
it happens.
It's just like, oh, okay, completely innocent people who had nothing to do with the crime have been being thrown away in prison and, in many cases in the past, killed.
Yeah, it's true.
So that system is just terrible. That an innocent that can happen to an innocent person. I mean, just put yourself in those shoes. Men just come in and just kick your teeth in and, drag you along the ground with, handcuffs behind your back and tell you that you murdered a little girl or something like that. And, oh, guess what?
I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, but you're going to be killed by the government. You're going to be killed by your government.
Right, so any story that you have about, and that's actually a really great point, I should get back here and read this little bit from this other legislator. Joni Craighead says she backed the death penalty. She asked opponents to put themselves in the shoes of murder victims' families. Well, Joni, put yourselves in the shoes of people who are innocent people who are convicted of murder. What if someone you loved dearly was brutally murdered? What if somebody you loved dearly was put in prison for a crime they didn't commit? If you can honestly say that situation, that that murderer can live their life in prison, then you're truly a death penalty opponent. I respect that, but I don't agree with you. So, many times these conservatives that support this, and liberals too that support it, they aren't thinking about the fact that the government makes mistakes all the time. The jury system, it may not be entirely broken. You can call it the best in the world if you want, but you certainly can't call it foolproof. And this is, you can turn around a bad life conviction, or a bad life sentence. You can turn that around. You can let somebody go. Ask any of these guys who got out of prison if they feel better having been left out of prison. Then ask all the dead people that were killed that were innocent how they feel about being brought back to life. Oh, they can't do that because they're dead. That's the problem with the death penalty.
We should just have a ward of our prison where we tell them that the government is not allowed to send them anthrax.
And then they'll just accidentally send it. The repeal comes at a moment of turmoil for the death penalty. U.S. Supreme Court is poised to issue a major decision on lethal injection that was used in several botched or troubled executions, and states across the country were having trouble obtaining the chemicals. Senator Dave Bloomfield suggests the repeal would be short-lived and that legislation would be put forth in the next session to put that on the ballot. But death penalty opponents hailed the vote as a harbinger of change beyond Nebraska's borders. And I would agree. I think it's this shows that maybe, I hope there will be some momentum to just get rid of it. It's just not worth it. It makes the United States look like such a bunch of knuckle-dragging Neanderthals to the rest of Europe, too. And, I mean, what's really, is it worth keeping? It's just Florida, Oklahoma, and Texas who are doing the killing anyway.
Right.
The rest of these states, they're not doing it. They just got the death penalty.
Right.
So, anyway, I'm not surprised the conservatives led the death penalty repeal effort in Nebraska. I think this will become more common, Mark Hayden of Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty. He said in a statement adding that the death penalty
violates. Well, it sure makes sense. That's one of the things. It's like, well, hey, finally, conservatives that are doing something that's against big government. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Actually doing something that's against big government.
He says the core conservative principles of fiscal responsibility, limited government, and valuing life. So there you go.
Hey, it's an actual consistent argument.
I just don't.
Shock.
I used to be a death penalty proponent. I was actually in prison for murder. There is a video out there of me. I don't know if they ever used it or not, but a videography team came through and got the murderers and asked them questions about the death penalty. And I said I supported the death penalty because I really did. I was of the opinion that if you've got a bad dog, you shoot a bad dog, right? Like if you get a dog that's gone mad, you shoot it. Because that's the easiest way to deal with it. I get you, and I don't disagree with that, but we're not talking... That is not an available option when we're talking about the legal system. You don't keep that dog for 10 years in a room downstairs deciding whether you're going to kill it or not. Also, I think what's really reprehensible is people change.
Right.
People really do change.
Right.
I went in prison. I had committed crimes... I went to prison. Admittedly, I didn't kill anybody, sure, but I was there, and I probably could have conducted myself differently. If I would have conducted myself properly, I would have never been in that situation in the first place, because I would have never been attempting to get into the drug business. So, I don't live my life that way anymore. Do you think it's a good idea to lock somebody up for 10 years and then kill a different person? Their cells have changed entirely at that point. They literally are physically a different person. I mean, they got the same DNA, but that's about it. They got
some
memories.
Same memories. It's going to be the same pattern of person. You know, it's like, no. Over that amount of time, you know. I mean, it seems to me like if you're killing somebody who's been in a particular place for 20 years, that's a strong indictment of the system. And it really is. Yeah. I mean, some of the people, you know, I do think that some people go into prison and it's not. They get made worse. You know, that's like where that's where some people go to learn how to be better criminals.
Yeah.
You know,
but you're not letting them out.
Right.
You know, the majority of people, I knew a bunch of lifers in prison, a bunch of them, and many of them were not good people, but they weren't particularly violent. Right. The reason they weren't violent is because they wouldn't get away with it.
Right.
If they were violent, they were going to get in trouble, and they were going to get a higher level of confinement, and that was going to stink. They understood. They had the carrot and the stick, as it were. So, that's the kind of thing that can be used against violent criminals in prison already for life.
Right.
I don't think that there's too many lifers that are running around killing people in other states that don't have the death penalty. So, I can't see any particularly good reason other than how would you feel if it was your family member?
Yeah.
And I don't want to play that down. I get it. But I can ask a corresponding question. How would you feel if it was your family member who was wrongfully sent to prison?
Right.
Wrongfully sent wrongfully executed. Obviously, you can't stop innocent people from going to prison if you're going to have prison, but you can stop the death penalty. At least you can let people go from prison when you find out they're wrong. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
And now, for Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car, we go inside your side door pocket.
Hello, yes, the crumpled receipt with gum in it. From your anniversary dinner, you sprang for expensive wine, your server was Beth. That dinner was a couple $100s. Money you could get back if you switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. I bet you'd save that receipt. Frame it even. But really, where did I go wrong? Was it the corkage fee?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.